Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lettman. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting third, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Lawler to Aparicio and they have Williams trapped. The throw over to Torgerson, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Garver moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lattman fields it and throws to third for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. DeMaestri moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Garver moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Smith reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lawler moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim McEnany now playing right field. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Barry Latman. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lund fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-1 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Garver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lund fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Tuttle steals second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from House and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-4 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-4 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.